turn down the shirts.
Yeah.
Bring the ship up to broadcast depth.
The Hideout.
We're going in.
Passing units FM.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber.
Hideout.
Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show shoveled to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
The Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody! Be somebody!
What's new?
What are you doing?
What's new, J-Dubs? Welcome into the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Your boys are here, Hefe and Dubs, and it's time for us to talk to each other. That's right. Every week we gather together into our safe place.
Yes, all of us.
The Hideout, where we can be ourselves. No names, no faces, just us. The team.
Mm-hmm.
Going
the unbeatable team, the unbreakables, as they call us in the radio biz.
Till 9 o'clock, if you want to join in, you can do that. 800-636-1067. A lot of stuff on tap. Bailouts, NFL, why Josh Howard of the Dallas Mavericks was correct. Also, too, the Muslim massacre video game, the hack gets hacked. There's so much for us to talk about tonight. And we also want to welcome in our boy, the Satchel Patch.
Yes, thank you for having me once again.
Good to see you, my friend. And two, a new friend joining us. We'll introduce her in a moment, all right? Her? Yeah, there's a chick in the Hideout, believe it or not.
And get this, she's less than 250 pounds, which is very odd for us. We usually don't have that going on around here.
Yeah, so we will
we usually have to lie to the audience. Oh yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
No, she's cute. We'll get to her in a moment though. First though, we said at the end of the show last week that we had a big announcement. And I want to
I posted up on MySpace and ronfez.net. And it's spreading around there that tonight is a very special Hideout.
It is a very special Hideout.
The biggest announcement probably we have made since we started doing this show.
Yeah, I'm going to say it is, actually.
How do you do it? How do you come to it?
Do you have some music or anything?
Yeah. Give me one quick second here.
All right, pull some music up over there. By the way, we will, in just a moment, after we're done with our announcement, talk about, all of these various things, bailouts, the NFL, which, by the way, we could not have been any more wrong on our picks last week.
DC was terrible. They're going to lose big to New Orleans.
Yeah, Skins beat the Saints.
Were we off in just the score? Or we were still right on with the Skins being awful.
We said they were going to get pummeled. We also said that the Bucks would get pummeled. They win. Dubs picks up and play and decides to go and say that his Lions are going to win, which we always know is an awful pick.
Yeah, but I can't go against him.
So we will.
I'm loyal.
In a second, we'll actually get.
Default.
We'll go to our NFL preview as well, which I would essentially say is meaningless based on last week's picks. But first, the announcement. El Jefe. I'm actually getting a little emotional, to be honest with you.
Well, how long have we been in the show? Let's set that up here.
Staring at you. Well, let me make the announcement.
Okay.
I am leaving the Hideout.
For a weekend?
No.
A month?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe. I am taking a leave of absence And
it's very possible that you will not be returning.
It's more than likely that I will not be returning, yes. Mm. There is a chance that I will be, but more than likely I will not be returning. It's tough for me to say why. I can't say why yet.
It is work related. We can say that.
Yes. Yeah, and I can't even say that. I don't want to say too much.
No, but that's about as far as we'll go. It's work related.
Yes.
On why you're leaving.
Yes.
The one fact is, you are leaving the show.
Again, I could be back in 5 to 6 weeks or never.
Could be. But the chances of that are probably about 5 to 10%.
Yeah. Yeah. I've accepted... All right, I'll just say.
Yeah, are you going to?
Yeah. I've accepted a job with Lehman Brothers. And I think it's a great company. I think the future...
Stable.
I think the future's bright. And...
I'll tell you what. It's one of those companies that just can't fail. It can't.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Too big to fail. So, no, I kid there, but I really am leaving. Mm. Now, I don't think people know that. They're probably with that joke, they probably thought that was a setup for that punchline.
That would be a terribly long setup for that punchline.
Yeah. By the way, we've done worse than long setups.
Jeez. So, you kidding me?
Again, I can't say too much.
Why don't you just talk about how you feel about leaving the hideout?
All right, I can say that. Yeah. I'm stoked.
I'll tell you.
Let me say this. Goodbye. Soup.
We've said that 4 times.
I know.
This time, the hideout will stay open with myself. I'll have J-Dubs.
That's debatable.
It really actually is. With me, J-Dubs, Flip Satchel, and our new co-host,
Robin. No, but here's the situation. God, I can't tell too much, but here's what's going on. I got a situation, and it's forcing me to leave the hideout. For real. I created this show a long time ago, El Jefe's Hideout. You want to talk
about 6 or 7 years?
About 5. We did our audition for WJFK the night we went to war with Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
That night.
So about 6 years almost.
Working up on it. About 5. All right. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Mm.
So anyway, regardless. So it sucks because I guess technically I'm breaking up the team.
Technically?
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
J-Dubs and I have been together, working together for a long time. We've been very good friends,
mm-hmm.
and I've decided he's not enough for me.
This is how it's really seemed this whole week leading up.
Mm-hmm.
El Jefe will come in to work and talk to me, and we'll BS about stuff, and he just keeps on talking about his new gig and his new everything. And it's like, you know, if you have a wife or a girlfriend and she breaks up with you, but you guys are still kind of staying friends, that type of thing, but she keeps on telling you how big of a hog her new husband has.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
It's always about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's me. And
I'll say this, though. It is Dubs. Like that, it is him.
No. How is it me?
He is the reason.
Well, I want to know what you're getting out of it in terms of alimony or, you know, your half of, you know.
I'm leaving.
Sadly enough, I just get you misfit.
I'm leaving him the hideout and the retarded child that comes with it.
You.
That's what he gets.
That's good.
So anyway,
do I get child support?
No, hell no.
I just got put on to be the babysitter, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. So anyway, there it is.
Just anything you'd like to say before you go?
Final words.
Last meal. Got many. Got some popcorn in here.
I've got wings.
No, not really.
Got some granola. Flip loves that.
I'm fine.
What hurts the most.
I know. Wait. I know. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to think about you all the time.
I know your Saturday's off.
I'm going to be... Yeah, that's. I'll be listening.
No,
I'm gonna listen because I'm a big fan.
I've done a few different spin-off little things on sports stations. Everything. El Jefe has not listened once.
Not a big fan of yours.
I know.
Well, I've participated in some of them, and some of them just downright sucked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I fully admit it. But sometimes, when your friend is failing, that's more fun to listen to than when he's doing well.
Right.
Honestly, I hope that's what happens to you at your new gig.
My new situation. Situation. Jesus.
Sorry.
Loose lips, big tongue, recipe for radio disaster over there, J-Dubs. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to break a little early, and we'll come back.
Compose yourself.
I want to compose myself because obviously I'm broken up over this.
That's the worst thing about it. You're absolutely not.
Come on, that's not fair. I really am. Let's take a break, come back. We'll do the show for real. But I just wanted to make that announcement up front. People were wondering what it is, what's the big announcement. I'm leaving the show. So I know so many people, I'm the anchor of the show anyway, blah, blah, blah. Let's get out of the way of the
anchor that's been weighing us down.
The comedic genius, you know, et cetera, et cetera. J-Dubs can now go do his thing.
Yes, I can entertain the masses.
Yeah, you could see now that it was Jefe that was holding Dubs back the whole time. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll get the show started. We'll introduce the new girl. And we'll talk bailouts, talk some NFL. And it's a glorious day. How do you feel?
I am.
It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
You are listening to
the Hideout. The Hideout.
We thank you so much.
Godless sodomite,
the Hideout,
or we will destroy this place.
Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, Jefe and Dubs. 1-800-636-1067, South Apache here too. Also, let's introduce the new girl. If you missed it, I just announced earlier in the show that I'll be leaving the show.
Could be a permanent hiatus.
Yeah, 90%. That I'm done. But Dubs and Satchel Patch will stick around, and they're looking for their new person to bring in. And so,
Hideout tryout.
Someone just hanging out this week is Nikki. She is she's funny. She's cool. She's gonna try to work her way in as we continue to talk here. And it is affirmative action. So her name is Nikki Palin. She's not qualified, and she's trying to hang out.
Hey, you got me here.
And I'm a woman.
Yeah, that
qualified.
Too.
Well, that's probably not qualified.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get into it, my friends. 800-636-1067. One of the things I know you guys are going to miss, me talking about my Dallas Mavericks, some of the greatest radio we ever did in the Hideout. Oh, come on. Some of the greatest radio we ever did in the Hideout was during the 2006 NBA Finals.
Collapse.
When my heart was broken by my Dallas Mavericks.
Dirk. What happened to Dirk?
And Dirk was fine.
Dirk used to be one of the illest players in the league.
He still is. It's everyone else around him that sucks, except for Josh Howard. When Josh Howard's on his game, the Mavs are great. When Josh Howard is off of his game, they do not play nearly as well. And apparently, Josh Howard said something this week, or previous, that came out this week, that people are up in arms. What exactly did he say? What happened? What's the Satchel Paget, do you have the story, Doug?
Yeah, I got it right here. They're sitting there, they're at a flag football game, and it's a charity flag football game.
Who's throwing it?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I thought it was Allen Iverson.
Yeah, it actually was Allen Iverson.
Okay.
So Allen Iverson's flag football game.
Obviously a classy situation going on.
Yeah, and so they're playing a little... the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner in the background, and there's like a little video guy, you know, Iverson's got his guy, you know, document this, let's get this, put it on YouTube, whatever, I don't know. So they're playing the Star Spangled Banner, and Howard walks up to the camera and says, the Star Spangled Banner is going on right now, and I don't even celebrate that beat. Mm-hmm. I'm black.
Right. So why did this make the news?
What does that even mean?
It means he's disrespecting the national anthem. It's like it might as well got the flag and started stomping on the ground.
What is that? How does that correlate that I don't celebrate this, I'm black?
Because he thinks he's been hated on for his whole life, and he's been put down by the man, and because he's black, he's been held back from so much, and because of the...
Held back from his millions.
Yeah, he's been held back in this country that has offered him this stuff. He feels disrespected by the United States and the Star Spangled Banner to the point where the Star Spangled Banner is going on right now. I don't even celebrate that crap.
Right.
Except he said something else, because I'm black.
Right.
Because he's been hated on so much because he's black that he feels disrespected by what this country has done to him.
Okay.
So therefore, when they play the national anthem in a celebration of that country...
What you can't do is personalize the past. When it, after generations, you can't really do that anymore. It's dangerous.
Why?
Because, the
so current, what happened in the past...
No, it still matters. It still matters.
No, but what happened in the past doesn't eventually play on and have ramifications to you.
It does, but you have to realize that the past is the past, and there's most people are trying to better the future.
No, but we are better in the future. You can't make this a slavery issue. Don't take this back to slavery because his ancestors, and that's a bunch of crap.
All right, hold on, now let me ask. So I just want to make sure we got this straight. So whatever happens previous...
Doesn't
have a correlation to how people are
without
treated
a
today.
Doubt it does.
But it doesn't have nothing to do with him and what he's doing right now in his life and what this country has been able to afford him to do.
Okay, now, you keep saying what this country has afforded Josh Howard
from
the Dallas Mavericks in this whole comment, what this has afforded him to do. Why do you keep harping on this
because
country?
Because if he was not born in the United States, if he was born in Japan, if he was born in China, if he was born in Afghanistan, Canada, Mexico, South America, Brazil, something like that, he wouldn't have been provided the opportunities that he has been blessed with, that as poor as he may have grown up, that the poorest people in our country, in our society, are so far and above richer, he should feel blessed that he was born in the United States of America and have the privilege of public school. And if he didn't have money to eat
in America,
then public schools feed him. My mom worked in the public school district, and she knew kids who didn't get food at home, and at least they fed them. They would get one meal a freaking day, and it was off our government.
All right, now let me now point out the flaws with you guys and your arguments. America did not afford him the ability to play basketball.
That's why we have a lot of Afghanis in the NBA.
I've let you two nincompoops talk.
I didn't say a damn thing yet.
That's why I'm leaving the show. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that out there. My apologies. That stung a little bit. I'm sorry. I could see the hurt in your face. He, no matter where he would have been born, more than likely would have played professional basketball.
How?
They have professional basketball leagues all over the world. He could make very feasibly more money going and playing in Europe right now, as we've begun to see the trend that has started this year and with years previous. So this whole country thing of what this country has afforded him is a bunk moot argument, because he could have done that elsewhere and still made money.
No.
Now I want to go over to the contention though about how, get over slavery. Okay, fine. Get over slavery. But
you said I'm black. What is the I'm black comment?
Because
I don't celebrate the Star Spangled Banner. I'm black.
Because as black, some black Americans still feel that they are treated as third class citizens.
You're right.
In the United States of America.
Right, and that's going to happen.
And that it is the United States of America and the racist foundation that we have in this country that continues to put them and cast them in certain lights. So why on earth, I'm even shocked that a black person would be interested in ever stand up for the Star Spangled Banner.
Are you kidding?
When this country has abused black people for so long.
That's the weakest crap.
No, and even now, people won't vote for obviously the better candidate.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Because he's half
black. What has he done?
He's getting just as many votes as a white candidate would get in that situation.
Not in Ohio, not in Pennsylvania.
Who cares?
Ohio and Pennsylvania are swing states. It's incredibly important.
So what is a swing state? He look at how far he's risen in the states that have voted in this far. Apparently people are. But I'm telling you right now, a kid in Josh Howard that was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah, well, I'm
went
sure
to school
everything
for
was fine
free,
there.
Did not pay for school at Wake Forest. Could have been born in Brazil, South America, Afghanistan, China, Russia, and not been afforded the same opportunity that was given. The coaching, we talk about how privileged athletes are and how coddled they are from a young age. And somebody with his talent, you know good and well he was given everything because he had talent at basketball and was given a free education at Wake Forest. And now he's in the NBA, and he's scheduled to make over close to $10 million in 2008
and 2009. Why does the money have anything
to do with it? Because that's what he has been able to do in this country. And now, granted, you can do it in other countries,
well,
but you don't see it.
The country
but you
up.
Don't see it. In America,
you're seeing it now.
The United States populates 80 to 90% of the NBA. Here's a rough guess.
Here's a different part of it.
By the way, let me reset. It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK 800-636-1067.
In America, we allow our athletes to go make other money in other countries, unlike other countries who will keep you in there, like China.
Give me two players from China.
All right, but let's
give me two players from China.
You want to name them?
Do you have two?
I got Yao Ming.
Yes.
Yao Ming, Wang Zhuzhu, the Yi guy who's playing now for New
three.
Jersey.
All right, so three people came out of China, and China has three times the population of the United States. Any Mexicans?
For now.
Any Mexicans in the NBA?
Eddie Nahara.
There's a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah,
no, there's not.
What's his name? Nahara. Nahara.
All right, you got one or two. One or two. So look at one or two makes it. One makes it from this country. One makes it from there. How many we have from the United States and the opportunity.
Redneck, give me a moment. It's my last show. Jesus. 800-636-1067. You're missing the broader point. The broader point is that a black man feels disenfranchised and doesn't want to celebrate the Star Spangled Banner. That is the moreover the point of what his contention was. Now, would you argue with his freedom of speech then? Do you not want him to say that?
Yes, I do not want him to say that.
So you don't want there to be freedom of speech?
Yes, I do. I think that's
I thought that was America.
All right, no, he can say it.
So black people can't have freedom of speech?
He can absolutely say that, but I have the right to say you are an ignorant, spoiled little brat for saying that, because there's people.
Why is he so?
There's people in my family overseas in Iraq fighting for the freedom.
So?
I've had people in my family have fought for the freedoms that he has.
People,
if he doesn't like it, get out of here. Celebrate the flag, and you honor the people that have put their life on the line for you to have the freedoms that you do today.
Don't
disrespect them by saying I'm black, because a lot of black people and a lot of his ancestors put their life on the line
guess
for our freedoms.
All that freedom? All that freedom, black folks didn't really get till the 60s and really didn't start enjoying it till the
80s. But they started fighting for it in the Civil War.
His mama, probably born in North Carolina, living in North Carolina, he's what, about 30 years old? He's about our age. So his mama, probably
80.
Born
he's
in the 20, 50 or 20, 60s.
28.
Probably born in the 50 or 60s.
Yeah, right. His mom's 16 years older than him.
You're such an ass. Regardless.
She's less than 40.
Regardless.
She's not even 40.
Stop it. Regardless. Would have been treated like a second-class citizen in North Carolina.
You know what?
So even his mama or his grandmama or anybody else.
People,
and for you to pretend like that doesn't weigh in is huge.
Here's the thing, and this is the only thing that bothers me with the whole situation. That people refuse, hold on, that people refuse to acknowledge the steps forward taken, and they accentuate the track they still have to go. Instead of saying, you know what, we still have this, this, and this, and this, and I'm very grateful to the people who have helped me get this so far, but we do still have a ways to go. Why can't that be it instead of saying...
Let's do that. Let's talk about how great it was
when
we were doing late nights in D.C. and JFK. And
Howard.
Let's just live off of the progress of that. Now,
no.
Thank you so much for that, as opposed to where we need to go in the anger in our hearts that we've had, because we haven't gotten there yet. So let's just go back. Wow, we've come a long way. Sure, it's no big deal where we're going in the future.
We don't crap on the people who have helped us so far.
Yet. All right, Josh Howard, somebody in high school should have set him down. And has he never seen the movie Glory? I had to watch that in high school. Maybe if he watched the movie Glory, he would have a little bit more respect for our flag and realize that back in the Civil War that black people started fighting for the freedom that he lives for today.
Do you know the history of the flag?
Yes.
Do you know the history of the flag?
Yes.
Do you know about the Pledge of Allegiance and all that? How that was a gimmick to sell flags?
I don't care what it is. It's what it means now. What it means to our society.
Oh, okay. So somebody had a great marketing plan to sell flags for the Pledge of Allegiance, but you're so blind and didn't realize that was a whole way to sell more flags. It was a marketing plan, the Pledge of Allegiance. So you'll just stand there blindly and say the pledge because now it means something, as opposed to originally it was created to sell
stuff. When you go to a baseball game, a football game, or a public outing and they stand and take off, you stand, please remove your hats for the Star Spangled Banner, do you sit down and keep your hat on?
I have.
I'm the biggest wussy ever when it comes to the national anthem. I tear up almost every single time.
All right, we got to get the national anthem.
I really do.
I sing it. I'm proud to sing our national anthem. I'm proud to hear our national anthem. And I feel blessed to live in this country.
But guess what?
I don't know if you know Flip's background. His father is Lee Greenwood. There is a whole...
Yeah.
Let's go to line one.
800-636-1067.
Reverend George, you're in the hideout.
What's up? Reverend George?
Are you guys there? All right, cool.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. What's up?
I was just listening, and I'm glad you're talking about this. We need to talk about this more. I think that you need to understand a little more of the African-American community. The flag and the symbolism that all of that creates really has not put the black history into the picture. And so when we see the flag and when we hear the Star Spangled Banner, if you really think about it, we're not in any of those pictures.
Well, that flag has changed in slavery. That flag is almost 100% different. Not 100%, but it's not the same exact flag that was up there.
It's always stars and bars, though. It's just different
types of... The culture at that time, what made America great, we still had slavery going on. And so... All I'm saying is that the comments that Josh Howard made, he shouldn't have made that comment. I don't agree with the comment. But when I go to a basketball, baseball, football game, I stand up out of respect, but I don't have the same feeling that probably my white neighbor might have about this country because...
It was a different experience. It's a different experience. Thank you, Reverend George, for the phone call. 800-636-1067. Hold on. But it is a different experience growing up if you have a different racial background. It is a different experience. Maybe this analogy could be way off, but let's just pretend for a moment that you had, again, you know, here with the American flag, with America and the history with black people and race, all right, all the way through the entirety of America, okay? And, yes, things have gotten better now. But let's just say, over the same time, for Jewish people in Germany, had they stuck around, obviously it's not the Nazi flag, you rearranged it a little bit, but there are remnants of, okay? And sure, maybe you have years and years later, alright? Maybe you are generations removed, but you still have a flag, and again, this is a hypothetical, but you still have a flag that would somewhat resemble, or a national anthem for a country that did this to your people, would you necessarily, despite maybe you made a ton of money, would you still have this thing in your heart of, I don't know that I could go there?
I would agree if we were using the rebel flag.
But it's still America.
No, rebel flag.
Let me talk.
You're a woman. You can't. It is America. That's the issue, though.
I need something to drink.
Yeah, garçon, coffee.
What are you cooking?
It is America, and that's the thing. It's the pledging allegiance... Or it's this toward America and the country that has particularly maybe wronged you. Nikki, we'll get your thoughts in after this. We got a break. Also on the other side, too, we're talking bailouts. 800-636-1067.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge all you want, but it's...
I'm ready for the draft.
But it's good. Go. I beg of you. I'd just be Dubs and Nikki Palin over there. It's a Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. Pay points on your break. Pay sharp fins. Break. Pay make your feel different. Break.
Hideout. Yeah.
The Hideout.
The Hideout. Yeah.
Why? You guys feel you have to be so negative.
Hang up on the whore. Next call.
Negative.
You shut the hell up, sir. Get in a car accident right now. Look at you. You already got the lung cancer. You beast.
Negative.
And the face fits kicking.
Negative.
We're done with you and your show sucks. Beat it.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Such a negative influence.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night. Jefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. 800-636-1067. Satchel Patch is here. The new girl hanging out. Nikki Palin. But first, let's bang out some calls, Dubs, on this Josh Howard, how he's right. Blacks don't have to pledge allegiance. Why on earth would you?
Let's go to Charles on line one. Charles, you're in the Hideout.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, anyway, I mean, slavery has been in one of the founding fathers of this country, man. You might think, oh, like this, oh, well, the Constitution says all men created equal. Wrong. It was in the Declaration of Independence. In the Constitution, it made the sense to say black people were 3/5 of a man. So, and they could
The 3/5 rule was made after slavery was already there to get votes for the southern states.
Right, yeah. And also, too, it was a way of potentially, like, a rights...
Keeping...
Yeah, like a property rights thing, which, by the way, is incredibly wrong, and once again, is another issue. Thank you for the phone call, Charles. Who's next up? 800-636-1067.
We have David on line two. You're in the hideout.
Hello.
Yo.
What's up, David?
Hey, not much, man. I just happened to turn the radio on. I listen to you guys all the time, but just got in the vehicle. But I don't pledge allegiance, and I have good reason.
Because you're a filthy... Hold on. Go ahead, my man.
In 1994, I was a victim of a KKK initiation, Norfolk, Virginia. 5 people got me. 4 out of 5 were cops. And when I went in there, when I...
By the name.
Move! They don't do that everywhere.
Hold on. What happened? Like, what was the initiation? They just came up and beat you?
Yes, they did.
What year was this?
94.
You got off easy, man.
94.
Alright, thank you for the phone call, my man. I appreciate it. 800-636-1067.
I'm not going to attack a man who was in 1994.
Exactly! That's my point. That's my point that as recently as 94 people, as recently
people,
as yesterday, black
people,
folks were attacked. That's because of the race.
I'm going to say the vast majority of people are not like that. And this guy probably has a negative connotation. I don't blame him. It happened to him firsthand. I don't blame him for being disenchanted with the...
But you say you cannot... personalize the past.
That's not the past.
But what I'm saying though is that the past and the mentality, the KKK mentality, is part of the past. That today, even in the 90s, you still had to worry about.
Well, here's what I think about that is, if you know this guy's in the Klan. Yeah, hate them all you want. That is a legit hate you have right there. But to hate all white Americans?
I'm pretty sure we're supposed
to. Boycott Jerry Springer if he has something against the KKK or something like that. Or move somewhere else to where the police department in Redneckville, USA in Virginia, half the police force is a member of the KKK. I come from a small South Arkansas town where there was no KKK. I've been around racists and I've been around rednecks and I've never seen anybody in the KKK. So that's ridiculous to think that it's out there and to hate all white people and hate this country for that.
I'm with you, Flip.
Nikki Palin wanted to weigh in.
Now, I have met people in the KKK. Mm-hmm. I did grow up in a small town in Michigan and it was there.
Right. I'm just want to be KKK.
No, it's
the real, like, American History X KKK.
Yeah.
Well, they're weirdos.
Yes. They're psychopaths.
Go ahead, Nikki Palin.
I was going to say, if you were born a U.S. citizen as an American, when I was in school, we used to say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning in respect for our country. If you were born to this country, you should have the same respect because you're given the freedom and the privileges that you are giving today. It shouldn't matter. The Star Spangled Banner isn't black or white. It's speaking about your country and the freedom that you have.
Why do you have to do the allegiance thing, though? Like, why the Pledge of Allegiance? Why these stars? Why these symbolic things, though? Why can't you just feel it?
No, because the Pledge of Allegiance and all these things are basically made for children.
To indoctrinate.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
I enjoy it.
That's why in kindergarten, you walk in, the first thing you do is pledge allegiance to the flag. At least that's what you used to do. But by high school, you don't do that anymore.
I'll tell you something to instill
my
that.
My high school, we still said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
I'll tell you why Josh Howard is patriotic. Because he pays taxes. Just like this Joe Biden says. If you're a wealthy American, and you pay higher taxes, then you're doing a patriotic thing, yeah. And he's right.
Well, he said Americans must pay more taxes because it's patriotic.
Yes, it is.
Even the lower end of people, they have to pay more taxes because that's how you serve your country. Now,
I agree.
Does he hate...
You're a hippie.
Does he hate his taxes? Does he hate... Why does he even pay his taxes if he is that dead set against America and what it has done? Why would you pay America?
I'd be on that, too. I could even understand that. I think that... Here's the people who should not have to pay taxes, all right? And I'll say this. Until... I'm going to say... The following people are completely excluded from paying taxes. If you've served our country. If you have served our country, then guess what? You do not have to pay taxes. I think it's bunk that if you serve our country, you got to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. I think if you were in any branch of the military, you should not have to pay taxes.
Does that include National Guard?
Yes.
Yes, I would throw in National Guard and even Coast Guard, too.
Yeah, they go over.
Yeah, I mean Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, too. They defend our water borders. Now, I'll say this. Here's who else. I'd be willing. You want to talk about reparations? This is how you do it. If you were a black American until the year 2050, you don't have to pay taxes.
What do they want to
There you go. That's it. Then you solve it, and it's over. We're all even. Bam.
Yeah. Well, I want to be
like
treated
that.
Equal. I want to be treated equal, but hold on. I want to use it to get ahead. I want to be treated equal. I'm just a normal citizen. I want to be just like you, just like my neighbor. I want to be treated just like everybody else.
But
I want special privileges.
Right. Well, let's get back to that later, but I want you to talk about paying taxes and not being patriotic.
Taxes. Now, this is kind of ridiculous. If I want to go out and better myself, I'm going to have to pay more taxes because I make more money and stuff like that. The people that are benefiting from me paying more taxes, for you paying more taxes because you're bumping up to a higher tax bracket or because I got an extra job or something like that, we're paying money so the lazy people can sit on their ass and draw welfare.
How dumb are you? Like, I want to know really how dumb you are.
I'm pretty.
Because you have this thought of it's the poor people.
They aren't paying their taxes.
Did you not just see what happened and what our government did? In that we bailed out corporations?
Our government is not the answer. Our government is not smart. I don't want them to be handling my money. Let me ruin it.
I will agree with
you. Why do I have to let them ruin it? I don't want to give those idiots more money.
I will agree with you even on that point. Because I would rather see you ruin it. I see you with your pork rinds and other redneck things that you'd be buying.
Cattle, pigs, farm. I could live off myself.
However.
Where's the beef? It's out in the backyard.
You don't eat beef. You eat bologna.
I would agree with the contention.
Loaf.
That if you're paying taxes, that's the way you are serving your country. Because the country we have agreed funds certain things,
yes.
And that's the way you are helping to support through education, through roads, through et cetera,
yeah.
Even bogus-ass wars, for those of us who aren't serving, our taxes are paying for that,
yes.
And that's the way that we help to serve.
Absolutely.
Come back on the other side. We'll continue to talk about that. We'll talk about the bailouts. NFL preview is next, along with other aspects of this Josh Howard situation. Plus, I got to tell you about the Muslim massacre.
And I'll talk about my new idea, the fair tax.
And we're going to miss you.
It's a Hideout, F.A. and Dubs on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. Answering the big question. World hunger. Terrorism. And the biggest question.
Do you take it in the... Do you take it in the...
Here's a confession. I'm in love with a man. What? I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
You're in the Hideout. Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
Hour 2 of the Hideout, Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, Hefe Dubs, the Satchel Patch, our new friend Nikki Palin, hanging out, 800-636-1067.
A big thing happened tonight. What was that, Hefe?
Josh Howard was vindicated.
No.
And him saying that it's okay for black folks not to, you know, stand for the pledge.
That
or even
it.
To the, what's that, national anthem? I already forget what it is. Oh, yeah, and I mentioned I'm leaving the show.
Yep,
but
last
show. Yeah, 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Lori on line one.
Lori, you're in the Hideout on WJFK.
Hi. First of all, I've never heard the show before, and I apologize for not knowing the players. But I've been listening for the past hour, and it's really intrigued me. And the one thing that people have forgotten is, I mean, I'm 43 years old, and I have two daughters in their 20s. I don't understand why we have to pay for the sins of our forefathers. My children weren't brought up to be prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
If this thing keeps on and keeps on and keeps on,
right,
it does make them prejudiced, because people that kids they go to school with say that they're owed this and they're owed that. Well, they're not owed that any more than the Jews are owed. I'm so sorry for what happened in the Holocaust, and I'm so sorry for what happened with slavery. And my children know that and appreciate that. But we learn from We learn from our mistakes. And we move forward.
Right,
if
but
being harped on and harped on, my kids are not going to learn, and they're going to get resentful.
Right, but don't you understand?
It's your job not to make them resentful.
Yeah, but don't you also see though where it's like, you can't just forget that, and you can't just move on, because there are still ramifications that continue to ripple like a wave, if you will.
But
those ripples continue.
But
I don't agree.
How could you not agree? So you say that once. But once slavery ended?
Never forget. But we have to learn from the sins of our past, or we can't move on. And we have learned.
It wasn't my fault that my forefathers did it. I'm not apologizing for anything because I haven't done anything.
Exactly. So why can't we learn from this, remember this, and we hate it as much as we hate the Holocaust, and we need to move on from it, or our generations, future generations, cannot.
Okay, thank you. 800-636-1067. The reason you cannot is because of the fact you can't just, all right, we're going to go, white people oppressing, black people, you can't do this, all of a sudden you get equality and everyone's equal now. It doesn't work that way, because you have establishments that have not caught up. You have trends that have not allowed people to catch up with the times. There's still a mentality. Just because once you even say, guess what, you're not three-fifths of a human, you're a whole human now, that doesn't change the way business is operated. That does not change the
way
that...
I thought you were going to say it doesn't make it so.
That doesn't
change...
Which I would
be completely against.
That doesn't change the way education has been allowed. That doesn't change all of that. That changes with time and acknowledgement.
What it does, though, and what's going on right now, and how white people are feeling right now, is that, you know, we are doing everything we can, and people are, you know...
Are you not? Because you're bitching about affirmative action.
Not all of them, but... As a whole, white people as a whole are trying to do what they can to make sure that the playing field gets a little more even. But even the people who are trying to do that are considered racist. You don't know, you're a white man, you're this, you're that. And it's going to it's going to be something that white people are going to start pushing back on, and yeah, it is going to get ugly.
I'm really sorry that for maybe a generation and a generation and a half, you haven't even been oppressed. You just kind of got to acknowledge what's happened previous.
I think...
You know what? You've opened my eyes. For an entire generation or generation and a half, you poor white people. I can...
Good.
No, let me...
Thank you, finally.
Let me...
Now stop bitching about
it. Let me apologize to the three Lily Whites here in the Hideout. No wonder I am leaving. Let me apologize... Am I leaving or am I being... chased out of here with a pitchfork.
You're pissed off because you're Mexican.
Yeah, and a pitchfork and a and some torches.
Apology accepted.
All right, now we can move on. Let's talk about where blacks are getting over on whites, and that's the NFL. What do we got going on NFL wise over there, Nikki Palin?
Thank you. The big showdown to
give us the 1 o'clock games first. We'll do 4 o'clock.
Sunday. You want 1 o'clock?
Give me the 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
first.
Games, week 3. That would be Kansas City at Atlanta.
All right, that's going to be. I would think
Atlanta.
Oh,
that's an awful game.
Yeah. Awful game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an Atlanta.
Interested.
Game.
Matt Ryan win number 2 in 3 weeks.
Yeah, wouldn't think that.
Oakland at Buffalo.
I like Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Run DMC boy out of Arkansas knows how to run.
And if anybody's keeping track from last week, all picks can be bet against, and you will win.
Yeah, because we said last week that the Skins would get destroyed by the Saints, and
they did,
also too
for a half.
Yeah, and then also too that the Bucks would lose against the Falcons, and Dubs picked the Lions like an idiot as usual. What other games you got?
Speaking of the Bucks, they are going to be at Soldier Field against Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Greasy's making his return.
All right.
Greasy will be back.
That's a game that I could not care less about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that Buffalo-Oakland game, so intriguing.
I'd rather watch Buffalo than that game.
I would too. I think that has...
Buffalo's a good team.
That has better matchups, or at least better players that you'd want to watch.
And Oakland has, you know, McFadden. That whole thing around it. Yeah.
You got McFadden. You got...
Lane Kiffin might be fired.
Yeah, there's definitely a storyline or two there.
Oakland.
What else have we got?
Houston at Tennessee.
That one I think will be fun to watch because...
Houston's not going back.
Finally, we got out of that town. 800-636-1067.
Carolina at Minnesota.
That's going to be a good game. Minnesota, can they finally right the ship, if you will? They thought they had a big one going over on Indianapolis last week, and Indianapolis ends up coming back. India had looked awful. But you want to see now if Minnesota, who high aspirations right now, down with 0-2 so far to the start of the season, against the Carolina team that's getting back Steve Smith. Is that correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
After the suspension.
Yep, he'll be coming back. Miami at New England?
I don't know. I don't think.
New England still.
Right.
New England's going to take it, but...
Ooh!
Matt Castle again against...
I didn't get to watch him. Chad Pennington.
I didn't get to watch him last week. How did he do?
He won.
Yeah, but how did he do?
He couldn't hit Randy Moss in the end zone.
He won. So, go ahead.
Last 1 o'clock game. No, I'm sorry. There's two more. Cincinnati at New York Football Giants.
I'm going to go New York.
With the Giants.
Yeah,
New York.
Giants still, I think, got a better team than Cincinnati does. All right, so those are all the 1 o'clock games?
Arizona at Washington.
That'll be a good one.
That'll be an okay game.
You think?
I like the Skins. They're coming back. They showed a little gusto coming back from New Orleans.
Yeah, they're down.
Clinton Portis. Jason Campbell finally doing something, making himself a quarterback, making some plays. Arizona's coming off hot. Kurt Warner starting. All the receivers, the playmaking. Playmakers they have on that team, they've actually got a good squad. That'll be one of the better matchups to watch.
One of the better matchups tomorrow for a 1 o'clock game. All right, we'll get to the 4 o'clocks a little bit later on here in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
Let's go to Otis on line 1. Otis, you're in the Hideout.
Oh, good evening. I just wanted to congratulate Al Jefe on his new job with the ESPN 980 here in D.C.
That's right. I'm very excited about that. In fact, I have once again another person that is going to trick Daniel Snyder into giving me his money.
In reality, are you staying in Florida or returning to Texas?
I am not either. At liberty to say what I'm doing yet, but I will announce very soon. I did announce earlier that I'm leaving the show.
Will the Hideout remain on WJFK?
Hopefully not.
Yes, but it will not be the same. It will be
That's
me.
Right, because there's going to be a chick here.
No, mm-hmm. And that's the reason we're shutting it down. So,
be doing podcasts or something like that.
Yeah, no, the boys, there are plans for them to stick around.
Mm.
So that's,
we'll see what CK has to say about it, the PD there. He might want to just kick it in the ass right out the door. But
yeah, I wouldn't blame him. I
doubt that. It would put us in prime time.
All right, so anyway, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Is McLovin returning?
No, McLovin. No. McLovin has moved on. Actually,
I'm afraid to hear that.
And he's got a deeper...
Him.
Thank you. He's got a deeper voice. He's Nikki Palin now. All right, thank you so much. 800-636-1067. Bailouts.
What I want to say is, watch out, junkies. Watch out.
You got
Dubs
them. You got
and Satchel and Nikki are coming for you.
Yeah, you got the new team. Oh, boy. All right, so feel better, Rome. Sleep better at night. I'll say this. Did you see, by the way, what happened here with our government socialism and these abortions? This abortion that the government had this during this week with the financial turmoil.
Terrible.
Do you even understand what happened? Like, kind of,
no.
Sort of, not really.
I don't pay attention to that crap. I rely on it.
Yeah.
Listen to this. My interpretation? Retarded interpretation?
Yeah, give me the... All right, here we go.
Retards on economics. Retards on economics.
All right. Here we go. The house, it all, I think, is based on... bunk house loans. People that wanted credit, they didn't have the money to pay for these house loans, and that's why the housing market may be as bad as it is now.
The foreclosure.
These people getting bad loans, they're going to the bank.
Retards on economics.
Going to the banks, getting loans on houses that they couldn't pay off because they didn't have a down payment, they didn't have any credit, and banks and everything comes up with these whack lines. No down payment. You'll get a credit. You get a house. So they extended themselves on loans that weren't paid back. All right, and I think that these banks were insured by the government, not by the government, by Wall Street, certain financial institutions on Wall Street, all right? And then once these banks couldn't pay back of the money, or
can you put the Benny Hill music behind this? I think it makes it incredibly more appropriate.
Once the banks weren't getting their money from the people, the foreclosures, they can't make these house payments once they adjusted. So the banks have to default. Then they can't pay the people who bought the insurance on Wall Street. Now, the people that had the insurance on Wall Street didn't actually have the money in the bank. They kind of bought, like in Vegas, like you loan out all this money, but you have to have a certain amount of money to cover the chips.
I am so confused.
The people on Wall Street didn't have enough money to cover the chips, and when they come asking for the money, they don't have it to pay.
I thought we were talking about houses.
Is that kind of right?
And there you go. There's your
my head hurt.
There's your quality education in America.
But it's all based off the bunk loans that everybody were getting and overextended themselves.
You're partially
right?
Correct. It's based on the bunk loans. It's also based on all of these banks and then trying to, knowing that these loans were bunk, but everyone trying to get rich quick, so they bundled these all together. Partially, yes, it was who was insured on whom, trading with one another, essentially creating funny money out of nowhere.
They didn't have enough money to cover the poker chips.
But none of it was real. That's the thing. Everything was overinflated. But
that's like a poker chip's not real. That's not real money, but Vegas has the money to cover that. And it's like Wall Street did not actually have the money to cover the chips they had out there.
So what in turn has happened now is essentially because people did not have because everyone was greedy, whether it was the borrower who was greedy or whether it was the banks who got greedy
and
trading all this stuff, what has now ended up happening is a complete colossal failure of credit.
Ignorant decisions from top to bottom, from the average working man who thought they could afford a house that they couldn't, from the bank that tried to get rich and loan them the money, from everybody from top to bottom made ignorant financial decisions, and it's got us in this situation now.
And what is amazing is that now the government has stepped in and bailed out not the people, but the corporations. I am telling you at this moment, we are being played, we have been played, and as it stands... As it stands, Satchel Paschen, I want to get your thought on this. As it stands, as we move forward right now, who is the ultimate benefactor in all of this?
Not the taxpayer, seeing as we own all this stuff now. The ultimate benefactor, I think, would be maybe me and people like me, young adults that maybe have a little bit of money. Maybe that breeds a little bit of maltrust in what I'm going to invest my money in and what to do with my money. Instead of putting it in stocks and bonds, I may put it in livestock and pigs. You know, what am I going to do with my money? I can buy into the stock market. It's low now. If I want to invest over the long term, a crazy hectic market would be a good time to do it.
I got a great stock for you. No one knows about this, but this is a great
Angus.
Stock. No, the great stock you need to go with. Go with, I'm telling you, this is the one you go with. This is who I said I'm leaving it. Lehman Brothers. I think you buy into them, and you're going to get all of your money back. And that's where you end up going with it. 800-636-1067. Them or Bear Stearns?
And they call this a capitalistic society. Didn't they just fail? In this government, this whole thing we do here in America based on doing something and, you know, like going home and killing something and doing it. I can't even put it into words. But like,
no, you're making sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I think CK is going to hear this and be like, man, I got gold.
All right. So what it is.
I'm screwed.
Let me think about this.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Think about it. We'll talk about the Muslim massacre on the other side. Also, too, we'll get you the 4 o'clock showdown. And speaking of bubbles that have popped, not just the housing bubble, internet porn. That bubble has popped. We'll talk about that next in the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
Listen to
the Hideout.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Sexy.
Notice it has a point at the top.
Tell me more.
It's just the right shape.
Oh, yes.
The atheist's nightmare.
The Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Just two men sharing the night. It might seem wrong, but it's just right. It's just two men sharing each other. It's just two men like loving brothers. One is screaming, he's so happy. The other screaming, a passionate shout. It's the nightman. The feeling's so wrong and right, man.
Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK.
El Jefe and J Dubs. Satchel Patch is here as well. Also, Nikki Palin hanging out with us. New female friend we got in the hideout. Hey, desegregation, 800-636-1067.
Hideout Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. That's how you get a hold of us online.
Right. But we don't talk about this too much, but we do the show from Tampa Bay. And just a quick congratulations, because it's a very neat sports story. And that is that the Tampa Bay Rays have just clinched their first playoff berth ever.
Wonderful.
Which is really a cool thing. You know, it's one of those kind of what America's about.
Mm-hmm.
Underdogs, et cetera, et cetera. Getting over on the big bad corporations, the Yankees. The Bo Sox are going to make it, I mean, regardless. But
that's the taxpayer getting over on the big corporations now?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? Last segment we were talking about the bailouts.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded exactly like when Sarah Palin was talking about it. So, kudos for you over there, Satchel Patch. You could be our vice president.
I'm going to have somebody on Saturday Night Live spoofing me now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll really be famous.
Yeah, I think you would get over there.
I want to get Satchel Patch's how to remedy the situation. I want to get his ideas on that sometime during the show.
All right, we'll do it a little bit later on then, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Also, too, we talked a little bit about Josh Howard from the Dallas Mavericks and his comments about blacks not having to stand for the national anthem. Oh, and Sarah Palin, not to be confused with our own Nikki Palin, she had her email hacked this week, right?
Yeah, she did.
Her whole family.
Her whole family did?
I think that's what I heard, yeah. Like, her daughter's email got hacked into.
Wow.
No, that was her womb.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was her legs. Yeah.
Open the door right to that one. Step on in, J-Dubs.
Okay. So what happened, though, exactly, Dubs?
Well, what happened was she had a Yahoo account that she used personally and professionally. She was emailing other Washington people.
That's not smart.
Well, apparently, most of them that they found in the sense items, you know, because you're going to have your, you know, your inbox and your sent items. Most of the subject lines there is Obama's a Muslim. Just pass it forward. It's forward, Obama's a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Forward, Obama.
I actually got that.
Yeah.
Repost.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
So the FBI.
For the good of America.
The FBI and Secret Service have launched a joint investigation to find out who hacked into her Yahoo account. And isn't that kind of funny? You'd think that if you were Sarah Palin or any of these people, it doesn't seem like Yahoo would be your go-to place.
Yahoo's so 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody.
There's some Gmail going in here.
Exactly. Everyone who's cool uses Gmail now.
My cousin, Bikers BJ, uses Hotmail still, and I hate him.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm a Yahoo. Hotmail.
I have a Yahoo and a Gmail.
Well, see, I got a Yahoo, too.
I never use the Yahoo anymore. Just Gmail.
Either of them.
I dropped it. Yeah, I dropped the Yahoo because it's so old school. But you got to remember, they're in Alaska. So it's like they were 50 years ago, and that's why this woman's getting over so much. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, in 50 years, they're going to hear about YouTube, and it's going to be a really big deal.
So when they find the 13-year-old kid in Skokie, Illinois, that hacked into this computer, what are they really going to do to him?
Oh, dude, he's going to be stuffed into a room. Yeah. He's going to get beaten like a, I don't want to say it because we just talked Josh Howard here.
Yes, yeah, but I wouldn't go there. 800-636-1067.
He's going to be beaten like Josh Howard should be.
Stop it. So let me ask you, when it comes to this specific, do you care at all that she's using private email for government business? Because I guess that's against the law.
It's not against the law. Is it against the law?
It is against the law.
That doesn't bother me. I use my personal email more than I do my work email for stuff.
But it's different, though, if it's a corporation than the government.
You're trying to be the vice president of the country, or you're the governor of a state. You know, it goes back to decision-making skills. If you're using your Yahoo mail for official Alaska government business, oil pipeline, we got a dead moose out on I-183.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You got to use better sense than that.
Right. Well, no, I mean, obviously it's okay. She was busy because she was, you know, taking her kids around to hockey.
Should have Alaska.gov? Ed Palin at Alaska.gov or something like that?
You would assume she probably would.
Did it put her actual email name on there that she was using? I didn't see it out there, but I
have it.
I don't know if Debbie, do you know what it was?
No.
Big fan of Downs. Big fan of Downs at yahoo.com.
Do you ever send anything
that's inappropriate.
Email that you could get in trouble for? Like, do you do anything over the internet or via email, send stuff that could get you legitimately in trouble, or if somebody hacked into it, and it would compromise you?
All right. All kidding aside, the email was...
The email, actually, it was... I don't know if you heard... Do you have it right there?
I have it right here, actually. It was, my son has beady eyes and a long forehead at yahoo.com.
No, that's not right. It was...
Corky.
No. It's over the chromosome budget at yahoo.com. But, again, that shouldn't matter. That's not that big a deal.
Actually, it was...
I got the chromosome. That was good.
It was genetic disaster at yahoo.com.
Stop. That's not right.
Should have stopped at 39 at yahoo.com.
800-636-1067. But that ain't cool. That's
no, not at all.
I wouldn't do that at all. I know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Seriously. My daughter is a Zamboni at yahoo.com. So...
my daughter was Zamboni'd.
You can't just... You gotta come up with your own joke.
Sorry. Don't read.
You're gonna...
Zamboni.
You bitch surfing bastard.
No kidding, man. Get your own at yahoo.com joke. I'm sitting here thinking mine up off the cuff. You're just coming in, ruining it over.
Hijacking.
800-636-1067.
You are. You're a bit hijacker.
I'm a .com hijacker.
I suppose so. Now, let me ask you, when it comes to Palin and everything, and you hear about the bailouts, and you assume the conversation will be the same as it was with the Satchel Patch, do you at all have confidence now, or are you like the rest of the country that's looking at this Palin thing like, whoa, wait a second, what is going on here?
What the hell has Obama said about that he's going to do anything?
Well, let's focus on Palin first.
All right.
I just want to know, again, with the comfort level.
My comfort level is very low with Palin. I don't think she would be ready to leave the country. If it was her, the main person on the ticket, I think everybody would be going nuts mm-hmm. in the media saying, what the hell is going on, even more so than they're doing now.
Right.
I think it was a poor choice.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what she can do actually in the position, it's turned out to be an okay choice politically.
Weak choice.
No, it's been a pretty good choice politically.
800-636-1067. So there you go.
I wouldn't trust her with my whites and delicates. Why would I trust her with my money? I want to see what she does with the money she finds at the end of the wash cycle. What's she going to do with that? Stick it in the little piggy over there and let it rot? Is that gaining
any
interest?
Did we ever give out her email address? I don't know if we gave that one out or not.
Yeah, we have it right here. Do you have it over there?
I got it.
Okay.
Invest in hangers if I get elected at yahoo.com.
But don't use bleach on that at yahoo.com.
But she has multiple. It's also, too, you might want to get steel toe boots if I get elected at yahoo.com.
I wash clothes manually down by the river at yahoo.com.
So that's what Sarah Palin, and those are the email addresses that got hacked. Now, Nikki Palin over here, I know that you're a proud conservative, a white woman, and I know that you told me previously you're excited that Sarah Palin is on the ticket. Why is that?
Well, I was excited because since I've been alive in my hard 26 years.
What do you mean by that question?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Excited because just to see a woman get as far as elected as vice president, I mean, there was one elected back in the 70s.
She was chosen.
Early 80s.
For stupid ass politics.
Well, anyway,
rules.
For something that is my turn.
Go ahead. Tell me about your Palin pick. Why you like it.
But since this came out, it does make me question her ability to lead because I wouldn't use my personal emails.
Well,
if I work for the government, I mean, it's kind of like she's opening the door like, hey, here it is. What do you want to know?
No one thought that they were gonna, she didn't think anybody was going to figure out what her email was because it was, the last one should have been a menstrual cycle at yahoo.com.
That is so wrong that I'm laughing at that.
So anyway, that's where you are. That's, potentially your next president.
One stroke and a heart attack away, and she's it.
Yeah.
She's it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Brad on line one. Brad, you're in the Hideout.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, huh? You know, I hear you guys being pretty hard on Sarah Palin.
No.
Something different, you know?
She is good looking.
Right, right.
All I got to say is it's time for a change and it's something different. You know, maybe it's way to get some.
All right, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
And I'm probably going to be voting for that ticket. I will say that right here, right now. I probably will be voting for that ticket.
Why? I don't understand why. I don't know what I'm voting for. I think he doesn't talk anything but change. He doesn't tell me anything. I don't get anything out of Sarah Palin.
I'm not voting for Sarah Palin. Right. I'm voting for John McCain.
But he, honestly, you do take into consideration he has a heart attack or a stroke away from this crazy broad from right down the street.
And
the neighborhood lady who's peeking out the blinds, making sure, you know, everybody but her own daughter's coming home, and, you know, the nosy neighbor is going to be president of the United States. And what has she done to deserve this?
And not only that, selfishly, Dubs is a shock jock. Seriously, if she gets in, and let's say she gets in.
Yeah, all right. It'll be disastrous for us.
And the religious right comes in and really takes a stranglehold. Your shock jockery, while already hanging on by a thread, will officially be over.
Well, and I would say the same with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You just couldn't make racial jokes.
Which is a lot of
what you do anyway.
Yeah, he was calling for Don Imus to be fired. He was saying, yes,
I was too, but that's because he's old and he sucks. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side if you want to get in. Also, too, we got to talk about that Muslim massacre game, how to keep the love alive. And we'll get you the 4 o'clock games for the NFL and preview that. That is all next in the Hideout. Hefe, Dubs, Satchel Patch, and the new girl, Nikki Palin, on 106.7 WJFK in the Hideout.
The Hideout with El Hefe and J Dubs.
Eat it, whore.
Hideout, yeah.
A terribly sad indictment of our society.
You're in the Hideout.
An appeal to the sodomist.
The Hideout with El Hefe and J Dubs.
With its overtones of bestiality.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, 800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, I am El Jefe. That is J-Dubs. This is my last time in the Hideout, probably ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance I'll be coming back, but I don't know. I made that announcement
very
earlier. I am leaving the show. There are other things going on for me. I cannot talk about them all.
I'd like everybody to write El Jefe a nice note, wishing him well in his future endeavors.
Which we cannot really talk about a whole just yet. I mean, I could, but there's some respect things that I need to do first. So,
just say your future endeavors.
Yeah, the other things that I'll be doing. That may or may not. I could be back in 6 weeks. It's very feasible. But we'll just. There's no promises.
Yeah, there's just. You never know how aggressive the eights are going to be.
It's true. And, sometimes it is like Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Look at EZ.
Yeah, who would have figured? All right, let's do some football. Let's look. We looked at the 1 o'clock games. We got Nikki Palin in here. She's hanging out. She might be hanging out with the boys from now on or just hanging out tonight. But she's got our 4 o'clock rundown, and we'll give you the preview now. 4 o'clock Sunday and Monday night games. What are they?
4 o'clock, we got Detroit at 49ers.
Ooh.
Ooh. What do you think, J-Dub?
Detroit football.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bet how many people are going to watch that game.
I'll bet if they win, you don't leave the show. What do you think?
Not interested.
All right, next.
Before we move on, Dubs, are you going to watch that game?
Yeah, I'll be watching it.
You will watch that?
Yeah, of course. I'll watch it from beginning to end.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's intriguing to me how you could sit through that awful crap even though you are Lions fan.
I went to a sports bar last week to hang out with Dubs and his lady friend, and it was sad.
Why?
Because Dubs was annoyed by... Who did you play last week? The Packers?
The Packers.
He was annoyed... It's one of those collections where you go to the bar and all the different games are on. But there was this old lady who was a Packers fan who apparently would, like, clapped at every play.
Every play, no matter if it was like a 1 yard
I can't
run.
Stand it,
or a replay. Or like a replay.
Even on the replay,
it
should be clapping.
You didn't smack her?
Oh, I wanted to. I wanted to so bad.
And he was being such an ass to her, too. Like whenever the Lions would do something, he would mock her and start clapping real loud like an idiot. And I'm like, dude, she's so oblivious. Dude. Other people just think you're the jerk.
Take a couple of shots of whiskey, go stand over her with your hand raised and say, woman, my backhand is stout with whiskey.
I told them, if they would go warm up the car, sit in it, get ready for me to jump in, I will punch her in the back of the head.
Why would you punch her? To pimp slap her across her face.
No, I don't want to see it coming. I want to hit her right in the brainstem.
No, you want her to see it coming to know.
I want her to black out. And maybe not come back.
You want her to appreciate it and say, listen, woman, you have earned this. Throughout this Detroit Lion Green Bay game, you have earned this righteous backhand I'm about to bring across thy cheek.
I think I want to do the Leaping Lanny Poppo heart punch to her.
What's the next game?
Oh, we're talking football again?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call this as a good old-fashioned ass-whooping. St. Louis Rams at Seattle.
Oof.
And no, both of them suck. They both haven't won yet.
But the Rams look horrible.
Seattle, they don't look too much better.
No.
That game's I would rather watch that than Detroit-San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see Kitna versus JT O'Sullivan?
After we get done, after we do the 1 o'clock games, the 4 o'clock games, and then the evening and the Monday night football, I want to go back and see what the absolute worst matchup is, and I'm putting money right now on Detroit-San Francisco.
All right, what else? What are the other games?
We got my fantasy horses, Drew Brees and Reggie Bush, New Orleans at Denver.
Denver's good. That'll be a good matchup.
That will be a good game.
Offensive firepower.
I'll go with Denver.
Cutler's the man.
Yeah, he's good.
Pittsburgh at Philly.
Philly's good. They look good at Dallas.
Yeah.
That'll be a good game.
I'm taking Blitzburg.
I want Blitzburg as a Cowboys fan.
Donovan McNabb, I mean, he went to sucking to...
He was on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
Is Jacksonville 0-2?
Yep.
They are 0-2, and they got a solid team, and they play the Colts tough every year. That's a divisional game.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jacksonville, because Indy looks atrocious. They barely pulled it out last week, and they shouldn't have.
I'm going with Indy. You can't keep Peyton Manning down too long. He's still Peyton.
I think that's the last game.
Nope. You got Cleveland at Baltimore.
Ooh, that's going to be up there with Detroit and San Francisco.
No, that'll be a good game. I think you got some storylines there.
What's
at least
Flacco?
A while.
Joe Flacco?
That's your 4 o'clock NFL game.
And what's the Sunday night and the Monday night?
Tomorrow, prime time, will be Dallas Cowboys at Green Bay
Packers.
That'll
be a good one.
That's going to be a great
game.
That'll
be one of the top three games I'll be looking for.
Give me Cowboys.
I'm going to go Dallas.
Did the Cowboys win that matchup last year? I remember that's when Favre got hurt. Aaron Rodgers came in and looked good.
Yeah, but Cowboys, mm-hmm. I think, didn't.
Yeah, they didn't take it.
So Aaron Rodgers gets his shot as a starter at the Cowboys.
And what's the Monday night?
Monday Night Football, New York Jets, the Brett Favre Jets at San Diego. No, that
give
was
me
last
San
week.
Diego.
No, it wasn't. That was this week.
Favre from primetime?
Jets in San Diego.
Well, there's that.
San Diego is pissed right now because of Ed Hockley last week.
What happened with that Hockley situation?
Sexy arms?
Yeah, real quickly. Hockley, or I can't believe I can't say it.
Hockley.
He's a ref,
mm-hmm.
in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of these superstar refs.
Yeah, he is one of the better ones.
Well.
No, he's not.
He is one of the, look at his record. He's one of the better ones.
He's for those of you that maybe don't know it, I'll follow specifically.
Sexy.
He's the real jacked white guy.
Yeah, he looks like he
with
could
the white
be,
hat.
He could be an ex-player or something like that.
He goes to that bar on the Saturday night with his tight shirt.
I believe he's pants. Also a lawyer in his regular week. He screwed up a few calls. Pretty badly in the Chargers-Broncos game and cost the Chargers the game last week.
Right. One in particular, a lot of times they say referees don't decide the games. Actually, he did in this. In fact, Jay Cutler, mm-hmm. you know, fumbled the ball. He ruled it an inadvertent whistle, and San Diego recovered the ball fourth quarter. San Diego was up. They recovered. They could have ran the clock out, like under 2 minutes left. Game over.
Mm-hmm.
Hockley ruled inadvertent whistle. Denver gets another shot. Denver scored a touchdown, went for the two-point conversion, won the game, and it all came down to Huckley. Ended up admitting to Turner, North Turner, I apologize.
I messed up. I made the wrong call. I cost you the game. But at least he had the gumption to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah, that's the big thing. If you admit it, then fine. Why do you hate him so
much? I always hate him. I hate refs who try to make the spotlight on them. And Hockey Lee is one of these people who on these Sunday pregame shows, you'll see full packages around him.
But maybe
that's because his pants are so tight.
Yeah, that's why you're seeing his package. But more than that, though, I mean,
this is what happened in the NBA. This is what turned their refs to hell. They started thinking it was all about them. They could be the superstars, and he did it again.
I don't see that. And the one thing you don't see with the NBA is where they say, "I'm sorry, I screwed up."
Yeah,
and you could even go so far as to say it's on the Chargers because the Chargers still had the opportunity to stop the touchdown,
but they had the ball.
The 2 points.
Yeah, they recovered the ball, and then you kneeled down. The game was over.
But you still have the opportunity to make the stops. You're not like his call was the call on the 2-point conversion that gave them the game.
It is because granted, San Diego did have a chance to stop.
How many plays after
touchdown
that?
And the 2-point conversion?
Those were the 2 plays directly after.
Yes, San Diego did have a chance to win to stop them on defense, but when he ruled that call, San Diego recovered the ball. The game was over. Once San Diego had that ball and fell on it, game over. That's it. We're kneeling on it. Cancel it. Dump the Gatorade. This game is done with.
Right.
San Diego wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He didn't fumble the ball. Denver, you get another shot, and Denver capitalized on it.
But they had to capitalize twice. I don't think you could specifically put it all on him.
The game was over. The game was over.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
My problem with him is that he's not like the rest of the refs in there. You don't see the rest of the refs out there.
There's two of them that you know. Do you know any other refs? I don't think they make it all about them.
I like Denzel Washington. He's a good one.
The black guy. I like
him. With the mustache.
He's actually
really
my favorite.
Jacked?
No, he's nice and slim.
There's one ref, big black guy, looks like a bouncer,
stripes.
And he's a really well-known ref, and I can't
That's Hockey Lee, that's
name.
The guy we're talking about,
no,
with the big arms.
The guy.
And he's white.
I like the black guy, because
I like
stripes look good on him.
My personal
favorite. Not in a bad way, I think he's a very handsome man.
My personal favorite is the guy who, the black guy who always seems annoyed when he's making a call.
Is he? He's not the tight, slim one, is he?
No, he's kind of chubby.
He's not chubby.
I know who you're talking about.
He's like, 5-yard penalty.
Like
you're bothering them every time.
Yeah.
The guy from Family Guy.
Exactly.
Let's take a break, come back on the other side. We'll reset everything, including Josh Howard, bailouts. Also, too, talk about that internet porn bubble busting, the Muslim massacre, and once again, why it is that I am leaving the Hideout, and this is my last show probably forever. It's next in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
You're in the Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Now, they're totally gay for each other.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
Another dimension, so to say.
The Hideout.
I heard you guys have a anything goes type situation here. Can we get a couple glasses of milk?
Learn more at HideoutRadio.com.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout. Hour 3 on a Saturday night. Joe Radio coming up in an hour. Stick around for Mr. Joe Ardinger. If you want to get in, 800-636-1067. I am El Jefe. That is J-Dubs.
Satchel Patch. One more hour.
One more hour to the team. Satchel Patch. And our friend Nikki Palin hanging out with us too. At 800-636-1067. In case you did not hear earlier in the show, I announced that I am leaving the Hideout. There's a chance I could be back.
90% chance that he will not be returning to the Hideout.
Yeah.
I will speak to him as he's not here anymore.
Yeah. As it is a, if I were to do it, it would, there's a lot that goes into it. And so it's really, do I want to take those steps? Does the station want to take those steps? Is it really even worth it? So, I mean, that's just, I got something else going on. I can't talk about it specifically right now. Eventually I will. But
this is it.
I am breaking up the team of Jefe and Dubs for now. Who knows? Wow. Wow, I just said that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Belter.
Yeah. That,
how long y'all been together?
We've been working together.
Dating or banging or...
Well, I mean, living together.
We were banging for the first 2 years.
Yeah. Sharing computers. You know, y'all been through a lot together.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Not to get all queer on you.
Now, how long? 5 years? 6 years?
Eight.
8 years. A lot of people don't live that long. a lot of vice presidential babies don't live that long.
I was going there trying to figure out how to get there.
And even if they did, they don't know that they did.
Yeah. Although, ironically,
I like crayons.
They'd be better off than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You see my baseball.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Leave the show. Mm-hmm. I'll save it for the end. Let me save all this for the end.
Okay.
I want to right now, though, I want to make a final plea to you, if I can, for just a moment. Here in the Hideout in D.C., we've had a lot of good times together. We've had a couple of really awful times that we shared with each other. At least I did, that I remember in D.C. And that was election night 2004, where I lost my mind. I was on the air. We were on the air that night. We went a little long. We were getting election returns.
We were on until about 3 a.m. that night.
And, because we did 11 to 1, and so we stuck around till 3. And, not to belittle anyone who's in the Hideout or listening now, but I'm a genius. And not only am I a genius, but I saw what was happening, and I had a feeling, like I had a real good feeling what was going to happen if we reelected Bush Cheney. And I thought, man, other people have to be seeing this. But we'd just gotten into the war, 3 years after 9/11, whole thing. But I knew, like I knew what a nincompoop knucklehead this guy was. I could see it. And I was wondering why everyone else wasn't seeing it.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Let me finish. My genius is that I have been correct. As you look at the next 4 years with just a few of the things that you... I'll just name two. Okay, let's go Katrina and bailout. Bubble popping. And then you could throw in the war. All right. And the resurgence of Afghanistan. You could go on and on. So I saw this, and I lost my mind on the air that Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And now I am coming to you, and I am asking you, once again, because I won't be here, I don't think, for the election, or the run-up even.
Mm.
And we're only a Saturday night show. But I'm begging you, Virginia, Northern Virginia, you have to elect Barack Obama. You have to go Obama-Biden and keep McCain and Palin out of the White House. Because let me tell you, I get the same feeling. I have the same gut reaction based on everything that I've seen in this election and this run-up to these campaigns. And if we get McCain and Palin, we're first of all already going down the rabbit hole. But if we get these two, and I'm not even use the Obama line, okay? Because I think Obama has many flaws. It has come down to me of if they got into office, who could screw it up the most fastest? And to me, it's McCain Palin. 800-636-1067. So as a personal favor, I'd like for you to elect Obama Biden. Thank you.
All right. What I would like to ask you is that awful gut feeling you had back in 04, what has Bush Cheney done so wrong that affected you personally? How has the presidency affected you personally?
Personally?
Yes.
All right, personally, I think the economy is crap.
All right.
It's been tough for... You asked, punk, let me finish. You got the next forever to talk in the Hideout. In fact, y'all get out of here, I'll tell you. Here's what happened.
Number one.
I'll tell you number one. The war. And let me tell you how the war has affected me personally. The war has even changed the way that we are able to do radio. And what is able to be said on the radio and the way you're able to question people on the radio. With being unpatriotic and being labeled as when you didn't support the war or when you tried to say you didn't support the war when we were on the air. Exactly. I got a whole bunch of those calls, whether we were in D.C. or Orlando or wherever.
It's hard to dispute when it's true.
No,
You can dispute the war, whether you're against it or for it. That's neither here nor there.
Let me finish. Let me give you others. Right,
let me
give you others. The economy.
All right.
The economy based on the war.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And where we are now and financially, potentially, where we could have been and how the media directly is affected by whether or not people are doing well or if they are not. Especially with certain platforms that Dubs and I were told, hey, wait till April and guess what? Everything's going to be great when we have that bandwidth. Satellite. Okay? We had meetings in D.C. with XM Radio and it was, hey, just wait till there's the bandwidth and you guys are going to be on. Hang tight. Enjoy your time on the beach. But as the economy continued to sour and people didn't have the money and the financial means to go out and enjoy other things, including potentially other platforms for entertainment, that hurt us personally.
So you think
the job market has been different.
The war has affected the economy. That's what you think has affected the economy? Or Bush and Cheney directly have affected the economy?
Bush and Cheney started the war, and the war in turn has also. And Bush and Cheney, too, with the economy as related to right now, what's going on, and the lack of regulation, and the overabundance of inflating housing. And even from that housing and the bubble that you've now seen pop, all of these things have directly affected me.
I think that's the public's problem. I don't think that's Cheney and Bush. That's the public thinking, I want, I can't afford, yet I'm going to still go try to grasp at it anyway. And I failed to do that, and now we're paying for it.
Where the administration went wrong was that they failed to regulate all of this stuff so that these asses couldn't get what they shouldn't have gotten. But they allowed this through deregulation so that cronies and bankers could make a ton of money, their specific, you know, people that support them. And it's from there that it's all intertwined. All of this is as much as the nincompoop who shouldn't have borrowed is at fault, the bankers and the legislators who let it all happen are just as much at fault.
Not only let it happen, misled it to happen.
Exactly.
Well, have you tried to buy a house within the past 4 years?
Of course not, because I can't.
All right, then it doesn't. Then it didn't directly affect you.
Absolutely, it did.
Why? Because you would have gone and got out a house if you would have gotten a house if Bush
he
and Cheney weren't elected.
That it affected his career as being on the radio and how he can talk
to
people.
How did they affect you? No, you're saying nobody else was hired. No,
I was barely even listening, and I got that.
So Bush and Cheney stepped in and said no. Hefe, you're not going to be hired somewhere.
Why are you being so dumb to say they came directly to me?
I don't see how they directly affected you. They have, I think they've done a screw-up job, but I don't see anything that they've done that's directly affected me in the way I live. And with the war, the only way it has affected me personally is if I have family members that are overseas fighting for it, if they were to get hurt, which one of them was actually severely injured.
None of it's related.
I think it is, but
none of the policies that have gone on, none of that's related.
But the economy thing, I think that's been coming on for quite some time before Bush and Cheney, and I think they may have screwed it up, but I don't rely on the government. I don't think that
I know your mantra, the government's not here to save you, but guess what? The government can screw you. And that's exactly what has happened. The government has screwed us. What do you mean, how?
I'm still...
Whether you want to talk about tax cuts... I get it. I want to do comedy, right, but I got to sit here with this idiot and explain to him...
I don't understand how. I'm still
shut
living
up.
My life. I'm still
shut
going
up.
To Walmart.
Shut
I'm still
shut
buying
up.
Toilet paper for my rump.
Shut up. The reason is because these asses, through how they have decided to distribute the tax dollars that we don't want to pay, but instead we could have paid to further education, to build bridges that don't fall, to help our fellow human beings in New Orleans who then get displaced and come to, I don't know, Florida, where Dubs is living with the New Orleans refugee who wasn't helped and directly affected, and she can't pay for her rent.
She can't help herself?
It is all a domino effect.
No, when I left Arkansas, I left with nothing. No money. So I'm just like a refugee.
And you still got nothing.
Exactly, but I'm supporting myself. I'm not having to live with Dubs to take care of myself, and I'm not looking for the government to come bail me out.
So... I
went and picked up two jobs.
This is why I'm leaving. This is
why
I'm leaving.
I worked two jobs. I worked 60 hours a week making money. So I could support myself. I don't need them to bail me out.
No, I'm serious.
I don't want their tax money.
Shut up. Can I talk for a moment?
You are.
I can't stand it.
My head hurts.
This is the way I'm going to leave, right here with this. And this is why I want to go. Because these are the I can't. I almost gave away what I'm doing. But these are the people that you try to talk to where you lay it out and they still don't get it. They're so wrapped up in themselves to not realize and have a broader view about what happens, even what potentially happens with the tsunami. In some weird way, it could affect you. So to pretend that the head of an organization, that the boss, a CEO, or the person who runs the nation and their decisions does not affect you in some way with you living in the country in which they are operating is asinine.
Oh, I do because think there's an effect, but not... I don't think it's that big a deal.
At all?
I think they do have an effect, but the checks and balances systems that we have set up, it's not a direct, effect. I don't think that they've done anything besides the war. I think the war is the one thing that has affected the most people, and the money that we spend on the war has kind of set the economy back. So that goes hand in hand.
I'm annoyed. I'm done. I'm done with it. I can't talk about it anymore. Why would I sit here and I have to have this conversation every day during the week?
Well, what's Obama going to do that's so great that's going to make everything so much better?
Not be Bush.
Neither is McCain. He's McCain.
No.
Neither one of them are Bush.
Well, yeah, he's not Bush, but the policies that they have and what they want to enact, absolutely, McCain has been a part of what Bush has done and wants to do, whether it's deregulation, whether it is wars, whether it is tax cuts for the wealthy. All of this stuff is a continuation of.
Here's what I do like about McCain that I don't like about Bush and I don't know about Obama. I know McCain is able and ready to do the right thing with him being wrong. You know, if someone says, you're wrong, this is what we have to do, he has been one to go against what he thought before and change his mind.
McCain has been, he's notoriously stubborn. He is notoriously stubborn.
He's stubborn with his wife.
You talk with
which I understand.
She's a mule.
You talk with anyone around. He is stubborn and he is set in his ways.
Have you heard the rape joke he told?
All right, now I might vote for him.
Have you heard this?
No.
Let me Google McCain rape joke. It comes right up. Hold on.
800-636-1067.
But you said yourself that you think he'll screw it up less than Obama is not. I agree with you that is the most powerful position in the world. And we're sitting here discussing who will screw it up less.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Well, yeah, that's to the core of it. But again, that's what happens when you have a two-party system. You're picking between who will screw it up less.
Unless you have somebody that's a true leader that everybody can agree on and say, wow, this person was, you know, they're going to take us somewhere.
Those people don't run.
Why? Those people. What do they do?
Honestly, they keep their nose to the grindstone and they do other things. They would rather go out for themselves because they realize what's the point of it because you're going to be beholden to too many other people. What's your McCain rape joke?
Okay, I don't have it in front of me, but I know it mostly. All right. A woman gets raped by an ape, brutally beaten, and...
I picked her for my vice president.
Gets raped by an ape, brutally beaten, and dragged to the hospital unconscious. She woke up 3 days later and said, "Where is that marvelous ape?"
I don't know. I don't get it either.
That went over
because women like to be abused like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Please come over here and beat the crap out of me and let me tell you.
This a long time ago in the hideout. That's the philosophy of women.
Okay.
Stop it.
Here's the full.
You are so
the full
dumb.
Joke. Did you hear the one about the woman who was attacked on the street violently by a gorilla, beaten senseless, raped, and left to die?
No, we didn't. Tell us.
When she finally regained consciousness and tries to speak, her doctor leans over to hear the content and feebly asks, "Where is that marvelous ape?"
What? Where did he tell this
joke? That's weak.
Like, where'd you get that from?
It's hilarious. 1986. dinner.
That's all right. That rape was cool back then.
Mm.
That's acceptable.
I guess, yeah, in 86.
Yeah.
All right.
And, And there's something about, now we know why John McCain didn't think it was a problem to accept $300,000 by
this
Williams, who had this to say about rape. As long as it's inevitable, you might as well lay back and
enjoy. No, this reminds me of the Kid McLovin doing Sinbad.
comedy.
Right, yeah, where you're sitting there trying to get over.
I have some more McCain bits.
Bad jokes and bad jokes. All right, let's take a break.
I giggle. Think of that old man uttering out a rape joke. I don't know why.
So that's why you're voting for him?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back on the other side. It's the Hideout. FN Doves 106.7 WJFK.
You're in the Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Now they're totally gay for each other.
The Hideout.
El Jefe and J Dubs.
Caution, retards in area.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night. Jefe and Dubs 106.7 WJFK. Jordinger. Joe Radio's next. Hey there, Joe. How are you?
Joe. How you doing, boys?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Jefe, I'm so proud of you. I'm excited. Are you ready for your big sex change this week?
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't been listening to the show, but you were telling me a couple of weeks ago that you were taking a hiatus from the show to get these issues worked out. And
actually,
I hope I didn't spoil anything.
Actually, it's
have
funny
you announced it yet?
That was going to be for the next break, so thank you for playing spoiler.
It's funny that you talk about him getting a sex change because he got a rug burn on his stomach, and now he kind of looks like a naughty bit.
What?
A big furry stomach.
You're such an ass.
Hey, J-Dubs, it's football season. Any new tattoos?
You know what? If I were betting tattoos this year, I would be chock full of them, and it's only week three.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in Joe Radio tonight, Joe?
Well, we've got a hodgepodge. We're going to be talking about the big bailout coming and how.
What'd you think of that, Joe?
I think what I know is that if they bail out to the tune of $700 billion, it's coming from us, the taxpayers, and that comes to about $2,333.33 per American.
Oh, that's awesome! I got that underneath my bed. So I'm just going to go ahead and give them that now.
Yeah, go ahead. Help out a millionaire, you know?
Why not? Let's help out the banks.
We can't raise taxes on those poor, hardworking people.
Of course not. What else, Joe?
We'll talk about Sarah Palin, and we'll talk about...
I love her.
You're still in love with the Palinator?
I love her. Princess Palin is a hit. She wears glasses, and she's a hockey mom. And that is enough for me. And she's just like me. She was a sportscaster and a beauty queen.
Mother of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a hodgepodge. No guests, so feel free to call in 800-636-1067 for Joe Radio.
Joe Radio coming up in just about 30 minutes. Thank you so much, Joe.
5,000.
5,000, Joe. Hey, I wonder if between now and then, instead of doing show prep, he'll be hopping on the internet porn bandwagon.
I hope so.
Do you hear about this? That now, all of a sudden... Some guy that tracks, you know, people track who goes to
Pores,
where.
Posters.
Yeah, hit-wise, I guess they say that now these social networking websites have overtaken pornography as far as what people are going to and visiting online.
Here's what upsets me. Does anybody not use two windows anymore? Do you have to only use one window? I have one on MySpace and one on Richard's Realm.
Yes, I was wondering if you're going to say that. We never really got to discuss that one.
Richard's Realm is awesome.
What is it?
Richard's Realm's
free.
It's a free porn site.
Free porn, huh?
Yeah, I've been using it since 1995.
I found it my sophomore year of high school. Is it actual full movies? Or
no,
there's like free 15, porn everywhere on
no,
the internet.
No, not like
though.
This. This is 15, 20 second clips. This is just like navigation wise, easy to find.
Yep, anything you want to watch.
Anything.
What about YouPorn?
Not YouPorn. All these things, those are way too hard to navigate and find exactly what you want, and there's not enough variety. Not enough variety.
And hard to navigate. It's categorized in what you
exactly.
want to watch.
You've never been to our Double R.
Let me tell you about Richard's Realm. It's richards-realm.com, by the way, if anybody wants to use it.
Just Google Richard's Realm.
And if you go there, there is a bunch of just piles on top of piles, 10 years, 12 years worth of compiled porn on there.
I don't want to see 80s and early 90s.
No, it's not.
Porn.
I mean, it's from, it was there. It was chock full of it when I was my sophomore year
it's
high school.
It's a treasure trove.
I got a lot of sick days thanks to Richard's Realm.
And I'll tell you what.
By the way, if you're wondering.
It takes me about an hour and a half. One.
You ought to be embarrassed for that.
Because I have to find the perfect scene. And if I go on a U-porn or something...
I feel sorry for your computer.
I'll tell you what. It should have more viruses than...
Hefe's computer.
Than Rock
Hudson. Yeah, he ruined a couple of mine.
That's awful.
Oh, by the way, it's the Hideout. Hefe, Dubs, and Satchel Paige. Nikki Palin also hanging out with us, too. A female friend coming in.
Why is porn so bad for the computer?
It's because it's usually, I would assume, a pretty easy way. You figure a lot of people are going to be seeing it, and if you want to get a worm or a virus attached to, then that's what you go, you know.
And every time you open a window, there's like four other windows that open with it that like scream at you.
Yeah.
No, not at Richard's realm.
I've never done internet porn. All right, I'm not going to say never. I did. But like, I have not done internet porn, I could legitimately say, since during the second half of the Bush administration.
I'll say I had a phase. I went through a phase with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I still got my old DVDs. Phase. I got my old DVDs and also, too, some VHS, and I'm happily, happy
VHS,
with that.
VHS, huh?
Oh, still, man.
I think I may have a VHS tape.
I have a bunch of tapes. I just don't have a VCR right now.
No, I still got a VCR.
I'm keeping them just for a rough day, and I'll go out and buy
vintage.
A $10.
I don't own any.
At all?
Uh-uh.
So chicks don't do it at all?
Oh, yeah, chicks totally do it.
But not...
I don't own any.
But do you...
Sir.
Is it with porn, or do you just... You really, while watching porn?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Damn. See, I can't get my chick to watch porn with me.
Why not?
Well, I don't know, because it's like, it's almost a thing of...
It's filthy.
Well, yeah, I would love to act it out and be like,
not.
We could do this,
not
and
filthy.
We could do that, and she's not... She doesn't
what do you mean? She over here saying it's not filthy. What do you watch? Just some normal old stuff? We're talking about some hardcore.
Do you watch cuddling porn or something?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch cuddling porn.
They're kissing. No, she watches HBO late night. HBO after midnight.
By the way... I do too now, and you got to be careful where you go.
Yeah,
it shows, you know, just the nastiness.
Everything but the deed actually happening graphically.
Which, you know, normally you're just in.
That's weak.
I don't think so. I
would rather actually how I was raised watching Skinamax at night. I prefer seeing the chest up area.
The
porn.
I like the kind.
Love that.
Yeah, I don't need a close up. I don't need that.
That or scat.
Sporty.
All right, let's take a break. Come back on the other side. We'll wrap this thing up. It's a Saturday night. It is the Hideout. That is right here, hideoutradio.com. I don't even know what we're going to... Dubs, I'm just going to give you the passwords to everything, and everything's yours now.
Wonderful.
One final segment for me in the Hideout, and that's one too many on 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
I'm starting to think you might be communists.
The Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
The Hideout.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout, wrapping it up on a Saturday night. Joe Radio on the way in about 17-800-636-1067. Want to thank the Satchel Paige, also Nikki Palin for coming in. If y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk to my boy Dubs here, though.
All you.
Aw, little heart to heart.
If you're just now tuning in, I announced earlier that I am leaving the show.
Effective immediately.
Yeah. This is tough. Here's what I could feasibly be back in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. The chances are fairly slim.
Yeah.
About that, but and it would be an odd situation if it was.
I honestly could say that I don't know where. We would do it, but I just don't know that it would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll understand a little bit more coming up.
The circumstances would make it very awkward, just the logistics
right.
of everything.
Right, exactly. But I do want to say that one thing is for sure, that Dubs and I worked together for a very long time, since, 2000,
mm-hmm.
we very first met?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to think... And I can't say too much without letting... But if people figure it out, they'll figure it out in some way. I'm just... The only reason I'm being so coy about what it is I'm trying to say is that...
It's a respect thing to whoever and whatever you're going to be doing.
That and what I'm possibly doing now.
Mm.
You know? But what is for sure is that, you know, Dubs and I have been buddies for a very long time, bestest of friends, roommates. You want to talk about thick and thin?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. You and I, we had... God, all right, now I'm
That's actually been our nicknames at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm thin, though, ironically.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the show the lightest I've ever been.
See, that's what you do. You leave the current chick you got when you lose all the weight.
I guess that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this. Let's talk about something else. I'm actually getting a little emotional here. You know, because I'm just thinking back, like, I don't know, the times in Michigan, you know what I mean? And just the stuff that we did there, and then the dream that we had coming to D.C. the first time with the audition that Saturday night, and then doing the late nights, and then, you know, and then getting that late night gig and meeting Ron and Fez and doing everything with Don and Mike, and then that got blown up to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to go to Orlando.
Which, you know, we when we went there, we had the best intentions of making the best out of.
Well, no, we didn't, because we had a bad attitude. We felt scorned by JFK.
Yeah.
We did.
We kind of took it out on them.
Yeah, and we shouldn't have, and we were not growing up enough to realize and understand that we did need to get better on certain levels. And I don't think we accomplished that in Orlando, and I think that was part of the reason, other than just normal old downsizing, you know, that Orlando didn't work out. And it was tough, you know. Then we moved together to Tampa Bay, and we're doing the thing in Tampa Bay, just living, waiting for some stuff to materialize. And during that point, man, you and I, we gave up on the external people whom we had on the show, and we decided we're going back to basics, and all we need is each other, not to sound like a couple of Moe's, and New York happened. And that week up in New York with you and I and Free FM, back up there with Ron and Fez.
Killed.
Not only killed, but dude, it was easily the highlight of my life. I'm not even going to say life, but it's right up there.
Career.
Yeah, because we were up there in New York, we killed, and we got a job that eventually...
That was always the goal, New York radio, and killing doing it, which we did, which admittedly by... The powers that be, we did.
Yeah.
And there was stuff that should have happened at that point that got blown to hell.
So then from there, it's just like, what's next? Ironically, because that's the show that we did in New York. And from there...
Silent Beach for a while from there.
Until CK said, hey, you boys want to come back and do it from Tampa Bay? And we did, and it was rough for a little while, and it got better, and we brought on the Satchel Patch and the Kid, and... It got even better, and I think the show was really humming. And humming to the point where there were some potential things in the future that ironically I'm giving up on, because you can't just hold out for the future.
We did it for almost 2 years there.
Yeah. So I made a decision that for me and what it is that I'm going to do, I'm excited about it. And I think that eventually Dubs and I will work together again. But it was just at this point, you got to kind of break up the team and go do our thing. And then hopefully we get it all back together. So,
that is the plan.
Yeah. But, I leave this show with so much that I put into it. It's gotten us a lot. It's made us a lot of friends. I do love DC, and I love the Hideout, and yeah. So I think that you're gonna be all right. I know you will be. I think you and Satchel are gonna do a fantastic show. I think your boys are very talented, very funny. I think that Satchel's a great guy to leave you with. Whether or not Nikki hangs out and stays with you guys, or if it's someone else that you bring in.
That'll be up to her.
And, you know, it'll be different. It'll be a different kind of show.
Without a doubt.
I don't know that it'll even continue to be the Hideout. You're more than welcome to continue the name, you know, because you helped build it, or if you want to change it and do something different.
That's all dependent on a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being a great radio partner and even a better friend. It's been a wacky 8 years, but it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, I just want to honestly thank you for everything.
You bet. Hit the music. Turn the music on. How many times have we done this show where we say goodbye?
Yeah.
We're like a cockroach. We just...
Yeah, well, you can't get rid of us. We'll pop up again sometime.
Yeah. And I'll be honest.
And we'll be pissed that we do.
Yeah.
Back to this old song and dance, huh?
Yeah. I got a really cool thing that I'm going to be doing. And I wish I could talk about it now, but I just can't. But as soon as I can, I think some of you that hear what it is, you might be pissed at first, but then I think you'll even kind of be excited and know that, you know, maybe it does all come back together again in a way that will hopefully get us over in a way. So anyway, Nikki, thanks for hanging out tonight. Satchel Patch.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming in, because honestly, when we brought you and the kid in, we got the fun back. It was good to mix it up. I think you're a talent, and I think you and Dubs are going to do a really good show together. I think the show will be re-energized, and I think it'll be good. I think you boys are going to be good. So,
well, thank you to you. It's been a pleasure, and it's been an honor to work with you. You're very talented and very intelligent young man, and the future's bright for you. Really, honestly.
Thanks, Dad.
I've kind of learned a lot from you.
Thank you, Boomhauer. All right. Well, anyway, that's it. Sorry to end it on such a downer. Hideoutheretics.net. Hopefully, we'll still be around. I want to thank all the heretics who've stuck with us, those who have, all the message boards, especially Nameless, who runs hideoutheretics.net. I want to thank CK, who brought us back and who really is a fan of ours. Thank you, CK. And everybody else who has helped us out in D.C. and on WJFK. So anyway, I thank all you guys. And 5,000?
5,000. Yeah. everyone knows it goes. Kick him to the floor, step on him hard. Step on him hard, kick him to the floor. Cause I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes.
Not interested.
I doubt.
I, 5,000.
And I'm Audi, 5,000.